The views expressed by the following show, including its host, guests, and callers, are not necessarily the views of WWLZ, Backyard Broadcasting, or any of its associates. You're listening to Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ, Talk Radio, 820 AM. Cynthia is a licensed master social worker who promotes emotional wellness through discussions with her guests and callers. If you or someone you know is struggling with marital or family issues, anxiety, or depression, call and be part of Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ. Call 732-4820 or 1-866-732-4820.
And good afternoon. You're listening to Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ, the talk station, 820 AM. And a welcome to my show on mind, body, spiritual, and emotional wellness, where each week I hope to bring you a message that helps you reach your optimum health. Today's topic will give all of you something to think about as each one of us continues on our life's journey, learning along the way, gathering experiences, and hopefully becoming wiser with each new day. And now, I'd like to introduce my guest. Louise Katie Fernandez is the creator of a wonderful blog called Lines of Beauty, Aging Gracefully, One Wrinkle at a Time. Louise helps us embrace aging rather than fear it, as she reminds us of the value each of us holds as we move through our lives. With every experience, we learn, we grow, we expand our horizons, and yes, we learn to enjoy life. Hello, Louise. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're adjusting the volume here a little bit because you're a little bit low. I think I can hear you a little better now. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to let the listeners know a little secret here. We've been friends since, what, about fifth grade?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it was fifth grade we started swimming together, right?
Yeah, we met in the pool. Yep, it was in fifth grade.
Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, I've lost you.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait a minute. You're in and out.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We're doing commercial
here?
Can you hear me now? I can hear you a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear you.
There you are. Yay.
Oh, good.
You're back.
Maybe I just need to speak a little louder.
No, it was something with reception. You're back, though. So we've got you. But anyway, I was just letting the listeners know that we've known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since about fifth grade, we started swimming together.
Amazing.
I know. Isn't it?
It's been a lifelong friendship.
It has been. And later in the show, we're going to talk a little bit about swimming. And you've picked that up again. But, as we talk about, as we grow older and we're aging and all the wonderful things we can continue in our lives, as you and I are both pushing forward. Almost 50. Yeah. Well, let's, if you can tell listeners a little bit about Lines of Beauty, this blog that you started a little while ago. I just think it's wonderful. It's a great idea that you had. Where did that come about, and what is Lines of Beauty?
Well, Lines of Beauty is a blog, and it's about embracing aging instead of dreading it. Lines meaning wrinkles. I think not everybody understands that.
Right.
That's where the lines, the wrinkles come in. And it's really a conversation about aging gracefully. I started the site because I went looking for a website that was encouraging women to age naturally and gracefully,
right.
And I couldn't find one. And underneath it all, I had always thought that older people are so beautiful.
Yes.
And I've been looking forward, actually, to being one of them someday. But all around us, the messages are about trying to look young and kind of pushing back aging instead of embracing it and enjoying it and welcoming it into your life.
True. I especially in our culture, I really feel that. I think in other cultures, I notice they embrace aging more. It's just a natural process. But yes, I think especially in our culture, we have gotten very much into more of the, the look has to be younger, the plastic surgery route. And again, that's not to put down anybody that does plastic surgery at all, but I just feel that so much focus is put on that.
Absolutely. You know, I think people forget that we were actually born to age. We start aging the minute that we're born. And aging is actually an honor that so many people don't get to have get the chance to have. You know, if you, I'm sure all anybody who's listening has already lost somebody in their lives that didn't even get beyond the age of 30 or 40.
Right.
So we're all quite lucky if we're if we have the opportunity to age.
That's right. And what we learn from people who are up more up in their years, I notice more and more of my friends are older, like in their 60s and even in 70s. And I really relate to them because I learn so much from men and women, but mostly my friends are women that are older, from their years of experience and the wisdom that they have. Even clients I've had over the years, I've really, you know, embraced the older people because they teach me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something about living life.
Exactly. Whenever I go to a party, I'm most interested in talking to older people at the party.
Yes.
And seeing how they're going through their day and their life and what they're doing to stay healthy and, you know, what they're discovering about themselves as they get older.
Right. I just had a funny thought.
What?
In high school, what did we go to one of the proms as?
That's so true.
You were the older man and I was the older woman. We dressed up as an older couple and we went. Boy, that was fun. I just had the picture flash in my mind. So see, we had an attraction to being older and wiser then.
Yeah.
Now, why did you start the blog? Is this just to get the message out to people? Or, you know, you said you had researched it and you really didn't see anything like this out there.
Yeah, I thought, you know, here I am on the brink of getting older. And I thought, who's talking about this? And who's talking about it in the form of embracing it and enjoying it and not shooting their faces up with Botox or injecting Restylane into their wrinkles.
Right.
You know, and really seeing the beauty in older people.
Right.
If you look at photographs, you know, in photographers' books of older people, they really are so beautiful. And I thought, you know, there needs to be a support network out there for aging naturally and gracefully. There's so much support out there in the media for going in the opposite direction. And there's so much technology and medical things available now that weren't even available 10 years ago for preserving your face. And I'm excited to be an old woman.
Yeah.
And I think that when I see other people who are doing the same thing and enjoying it, there's a vibrancy about them when you are enjoying it and not worried about it.
There sure is.
So basically, I started Lines of Beauty kind of as a support group for myself and for everyone else. And I thought, here's a niche. You know, Oprah always says, when you go to look for something and it's not there, you have a great idea.
Right. Leave it to you to find that. You seem to find everything.
Oh, come on.
You do. You found things for me, got me started on things. So, yes, absolutely. You found that niche, and it was something personal for you, too. Something personally
yeah,
that
yeah,
you felt,
it resonated.
This is important. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
exactly.
important. And to see that you went out there looking, and it wasn't there. I mean, it's just amazing that something like this wasn't out there that you had found. You know, but that shows how focused we are on being young, remaining young, have to look young in our culture. And some of the photos that you have on your Lines of Beauty, which is, by the way, it's www.linesofbeauty.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So if anybody wants to go to Louise's blog, it is www.linesofbeauty.com. But some of the photos you have on there of these older women, I mean, you have women of all ages. You know, this is talking about the process of aging. But some of the older women that do have the faces that have those little wrinkles and lines, and there is beauty in that. It's artful, you know. I agree with you. There's beauty in looking at someone that's very old, 80s, 90s, and their faces and their expressions. And, you know, if our culture could embrace that, I think we'd be on a better road.
Yeah. I was going to say the turning point for me with this idea was that I rented Annie Leibovitz's Life Through the Lens, which is a documentary about her life as a photographer. She's the famous photographer.
Oh, yeah, I love her work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was watching that, and she had some just stunningly beautiful, wrinkly old people on that.
Right.
And I just thought, gosh, you know, what's it like? What's it going to be like when everybody is not allowing themselves to get to that beautiful point?
Right.
And that's when I started my search on the internet. And it wasn't so much that there isn't anyone, there are documentaries being written about aging gracefully and naturally, and there are certainly books on the market, and there are conversations about embracing aging.
Right.
But there wasn't a blog where people could actually kind of join a community conversation about it.
Right. Wonderful. Now, what topics do you cover on Lines of Beauty?
Well, basically, I'm interested in just supporting people to just be who they are and to really love yourself.
Right.
And so some of what I talk about is that. And then I'm always finding books that I review in the media, things on YouTube about aging gracefully. Anita Renfro has her Wrinkled Ladies video on YouTube, which is so great.
It is. It's fun.
And before I launched the blog, you know, I had maybe 30 or 40 things that I knew I was going to talk about. But there is so much information out there and so many great things to share with the public about, you know, just being true to yourself and enjoying the ride.
Yeah, yeah. And again, this isn't just, you know, people 60 and above. You've got people, you know, you had me on in my 40s. What I've seen on there is people from around 40 and above, and what we're doing as we're reaching midlife and continuing to live our lives, you know, continuing to enjoy life and keeping health in it and laughing and having that joy. You know, I find that the women that you do have like a weekly or every other week, a beauty of the week, you call them, on. And every story that each woman has told, it's been inspiring. And it isn't only women you have. I know that you've asked a couple men, right? One of our friends, Kevin.
Well, I'm actually going to feature my first man this week.
Is it Kevin?
And it's Kevin.
Yes.
And I always, as you know, I always have them share their wisdom about growing older.
Yes.
But I also want to say that Lines of Beauty is also about changing the tape that is in our head about aging.
Right.
You know, aging is supposed to happen, and it's a wonderful thing. I've just noticed since I've started this that I've been in line, you know, in the grocery store or wherever, and just where I have a moment to kind of look around me and observe people. And when you start looking through the lens of that aging is a beautiful thing, you notice how beautiful older people are.
Right.
Instead of like, oh, gosh, she's looking really haggard or whatever. No.
Yes, absolutely.
You really do. I mean, when people age gracefully and they take care of themselves and sleep enough and eat well and exercise,
you're right. It's all how we look at it. Exactly. Changing those tapes.
Yeah.
Changing those tapes.
In our head. Yeah.
And changing the way you look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard tape to change because the tapes all around us in the media and in Hollywood and everywhere.
Yes.
Are about looking young and sexy and all that.
Absolutely. And I want to remind listeners out there, if you have any comments or questions for Louise, the number to call is 732-4820 or 1-866-732-4820. We're talking about embracing aging as we grow and learn and, you know, live our lives. Now, Louise, why do you think people are so consumed with trying to push back the aging process? We talked a little bit about that in the media, but there's even more to it, I think.
Well, I think underneath it all is it's partly out of a fear of growing older.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are very fearful of getting older.
Yeah.
And also the whole what's in the media and Hollywood, and everybody's trying to do their best to push back the years.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is I think people forget that the anti-aging campaign out there, it's very big business. You know, it's just look in the face cream section in your local pharmacy.
Mm.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So I think it's very easy for people to be consumed about pushing back the aging process because it's the tape that's running through everybody's heads.
Well, and speaking of the lotions and beauty products out there, I'm learning more and more we have to be careful of what we do purchase and what ingredients are in those lotions. There are some that have chemicals that aren't healthy for you. And so we have to be very careful. I mean, I think I've told you, I've started using, you know, the coconut oils. You know, you can eat that. You can put it on your toast. You know, but we do have to be careful what we put on our bodies. And yes, it is a market. It's a big market out there.
Yeah. Really big.
Now, you talked a little bit about this, but even more so, there are so many positive things about aging. What are some of the positive things that you think are included in aging?
Well, I think, you know, you just get wiser as you get older. And I think people really get to know themselves better as they get older. And I think people learn to love themselves more.
Right.
As they get older.
Right.
So you're not comparing yourself so much to people around you, hopefully. You're kind of just following your heart and enjoying things that you want to enjoy and being with people that you really like.
Yeah, I think especially as women, because we're raised from day one to be the nurturers, the caregivers, the people pleasers. And as we age and get older, we realize, you know, what happened to me? I find this a lot with my clients, you know, women that will come in around midlife coming into like, is this all there is? What happened to me? I've been so busy giving out to everybody else. I've lost myself in this.
Exactly.
And when I ask them, well, what about you? What is it you would like to do with your life that would bring you joy? And I'm telling you, Louise, I think I've mentioned on the show before, I would say 90% of my women clients will look at me and say, I don't know. So then we start the work. We start the work of what is it you love? What is it that would bring you joy? What would fill you inside and out, you know, from the inside out? And we start to develop that. But yeah, I think around that time, around midlife and older, is when we start to realize, boy, you know, this life is going to pass me by if I don't start to bring something in that brings me joy in this life, you know?
So I think a good place for people to start who don't really know what they want or what they like is to kind of flip back to, you know, what they love to do before they hit puberty. Because I think that's a time when children are old enough to really discover what they love, and it's before they hit puberty and they get all wrapped up in peer pressure and all that.
Right.
So I think that's a good place for people to look when they're searching. I was also going to say one of the positive things about aging is that I think as we get older, we get clearer and clearer about how we want to spend our time.
Yes.
And who we want to spend it with.
Right. Right. And we learn to express that.
As we get older.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Now, we need to take a little commercial break, but Louise, hang in there with me. We'll be back. And listeners, we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ, the talk station, 820 AM.
More Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ, Talk Radio 820 AM, next.
Our pets bring us joy, comfort, and companionship. They are members of our families. To some, they're even like children. When our children or other family members are in need of medical attention, we look for the best doctors around. So why not ensure the same kind of quality for your pet care? The Lake Road Animal Hospital at 3065 Lake Road in Horseheads offers the highest quality pet care around. The staff is very friendly and thorough. They'll take the time to sit with you and discuss your pet's needs. You'll be informed about preventative care, what to expect from your pet after a procedure, and proper care to prevent any complications. Lake Road Animal Hospital offers everything from the most common services like spay and neutering, vaccinations and deworming, to less common yet beneficial services like dentistry, orthopedic surgery, and laser pain therapy. For the best animal care in the Twin Tiers, call Lake Road Animal Hospital today to set up an appointment, 733-6503. That's 607-733-6503. Lake Road Animal Hospital, caring people who care for pets.
Call now, 732-4820 or 1-866-732-4820 with your question for Cynthia Brennan. This is Help, Hope, and Healing on WWLZ, Talk Radio, 820 AM.
And hello, we're back. This is Cynthia Brennan with Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ, the talk station, 820 AM. And I have with me here today Louise Katie Fernandez, who's the creator of a blog named Lines of Beauty, Aging Gracefully, One Wrinkle at a Time. And we're talking about aging and embracing aging and the joys in aging. And hi, Louise, you there?
Hi, yeah.
We're back. We're back.
Hello.
Okay, where did we leave off? Every week, I wanted to ask you about this. Every week, you feature a new woman, and your next week's a man, on Lines of Beauty. Now, how can listeners be featured if they want to be featured on your blog? Because I know you have people from all over the country.
I do. Yeah, I do. All they need to do is send me an email at louise@linesofbeauty.com.
Okay.
And most people write about their words of wisdom about getting older, what they like about getting older. You know, we talk about what's hard about getting older, because there are certainly things that are hard, you know, when you're losing your vision and all that.
Right.
And I also like to have a headshot.
Okay.
So that, you know, we can post a picture of the person. And I also link to your website or your favorite charity. It's a very free form format. So there aren't any rules. And I feature my beauty of the week on Friday, usually around lunchtime, and you're on the website forever after that, but the next post comes on usually a few days later.
Right, right. And then we can all comment as well, as, you know, we go on and read, whoever, you know, because I obviously read Lines of Beauty. I love reading it and feel very inspired when I do. And so people can go in and comment as well. So it is a nice community of people supporting each other and learning from each other. And guess what? We've got a call.
Oh, good.
And it happens to be Maria from California. We know Maria, don't we?
I'm Maria.
We put this out on our Facebook, so anybody that we know on Facebook, we've welcomed to call. And Maria has a question on coping with physical and mental changes during menopause. Are you there, Maria?
Yes. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Maria is a friend of mine and Louise's. And we go way back, too, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you called. Now, you had a question about coping with physical and mental changes during menopause. What's your question? Just how difficult that is, or?
Yeah, how can, you know, women better cope with the changes they're going through?
Lou, do you want to start with that, or do you want me to?
I'm happy to start with it. I think it's really important to get exercise. I would say exercise is right up at the top.
I agree.
Especially, I know that our sleep gets kind of disrupted with hot flashes, and it's important to eat well as well, and I would say exercise.
You know, I mean, that was the first thing I was going to say too,
exercise. This is what I notice, is that because I'm in menopause, perimenopause, I'm in that stage. I notice that if I skip exercise, I will have hot flashes in my sleep. I'll be sweating. And if I keep on my routine of exercise, I don't have them. Yeah. I mean, that's just me. I don't know if that would be for everybody, but I can tell you what, exercise makes a huge difference, as well as diet. Just like you said, Lou, if you're eating healthy and the fruits and veggies and staying away from things that you know are not healthy for you, I think that really plays a role in it as well. It probably goes down the bullet points of what I just wrote on my blog on pushing back depression and anxiety. You know, all the things that we do to keep ourselves healthy throughout the day. You know, taking your omega-3s and your vitamins, self-expression, speaking up. Exercise was number one on my list there, though. I'm telling you what, it's just an amazing antidepressant. It just deals with so much. And when you exercise, your head is clear to deal with issues and problems you have in your life. You just feel better. You feel happier. The endorphins are going. Putting laughter and socialization in your life with your friends and, you know, those kinds of things, I think, you know, fight menopause as well as, you know, any depression or anxiety that we feel.
Exactly. Another thing listeners might not be aware of is sugar is really poisonous thing to be putting in your body. And I realize this more now that I'm eating a lot less of it as I get older.
Right.
Because it causes inflammation and joint pain.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's really important. I just believe in eating what you love, so I don't want to stop eating sugar. But I'm just careful that when I have a piece of cake, it's a small piece and not a big piece.
You still do the 3-bite rule?
Yeah.
You're so good.
You're so 3 bites. When you know you're only having 3 bites of something sweet,
right,
you really enjoy it.
Right, right.
You know, it's great.
I've got to keep that one in mind because I get, you know, chocolate in front of me. You know, I got to keep that in moderation. And I'm pretty good with that. But, you know, let's face it, it's Halloween. I know the kids are going to be coming home with tons of candy. I've got to be careful. Another one is like meditation, yoga, relaxation exercises. I do hypnotherapy with my clients. You know, keeping the mind, the spirit calm. I just read there was a study on meditation where those that meditated felt less pain because studies they did with the brain, there was more heavier tissue around the brain. So it was like the synapses to the pain had to go through all this thickness in the brain. So isn't that interesting with meditation?
Yeah.
So meditation, yoga, anything relaxing, calming is really important too. Menopause and anything, you know, everyday life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you still there, Maria, or did we lose you? Oh, I think we lost her. I think we answered her question, and I know Maria listens to the show after anyway because she can't get this in California. So she, when I put it on my blog, which is CynthiaBrennan.com, BRENNEN.com, I know anybody that wants to listen to the show afterward, you know somebody out of the area that you think they might want to listen to this show, feel free to go to my blog, and it is right on there. Okay, now Louise.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about you a little bit and how amazing I think you are with as you age through your years and what you've done with your life and how you take good care of yourself. I know that you recently started competitive swimming again. Now, we were swimmers back in high school together. Louise and I we swam together for many, many years. We were co-captains together. We socialize. We have fun, you know, great friends. And after 30 years, you've started competitive swimming again with a master swim team. Just started, right? A month or two ago?
I just started. Yeah, well, I started swimming this summer, and I joined the team September 1st.
Wonderful.
And I had my first swim meet last weekend.
Yes, you did. Yeah. And I'm just going to tell a little something about that swim meet. Now, you did your 50 free, right? 50 freestyle.
Yeah.
Because that was always your big event, right?
Right.
You and I were both sprinters. I was a butterflyer. You were a freestyler. And when we did the relays, I did the fly, you did the free. So that was a lot of fun. But anyway, you did the 50 free and within 5 seconds of your best time in high school?
In high school. Yeah, I swam my fastest 50 in high school. I believe it was my senior year.
Okay. Now, your very first meet, after only swimming for a couple months, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are 17th out of 500 women from ages 46 to 49 in the country, in the nation. Is that correct?
Yep. Well, what they do is they only rank the top 500 fastest times.
Right.
So there are lots of women in the United States who are racing for their age group, but they only rank the top 500, and right now I'm number 17.
Yeah, with your very first meet.
Yeah.
So you've got nowhere to go but up, girl.
I hope. It's a great thing to work towards.
Yeah. And when I talked to you this morning, you were just getting out of the pool. You had swim practice this morning.
I did.
Yeah. So you're really enjoying that, getting back to it?
I'm really loving it. You know, my whole motivation actually for swimming again isn't actually what I'm experiencing from it. My motivation was that I wanted just to see how fast I could swim at age 50.
Right.
And, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll get back in the pool and swim one race and that will be over. But what I'm finding is it's just so nice to be back in the water again.
Right.
And it's just a very meditative, great exercise. I've been running for 25 years or so since I stopped swimming, or 30, I guess it's 30 years. But, you know, swimming is just like you're in a cocoon. It's really nice.
It is, isn't it? And you had mentioned on Lines of Beauty this week that swimming underwater is like yoga for fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it, you know, and anyone that swims or just leisurely swims, you know what we're talking about. When you're underwater, it's just so peaceful. You know, there's no noise coming at you. There's no nothing. It's just this, you know, you're right, this cocoon under the water. It's very peaceful, very calming. Yeah.
It's so nice.
Yeah. Even in a race, when you've got people cheering for you and you're, you know, your head's in the water, it's silent, and then you turn to breathe and you hear, ah, you know, everybody cheering, and then it's silent and then cheering, you know, it's its own quiet little place. I've always enjoyed that about swimming.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, well,
you're very buoyant, you know. I think swimming is a great sport for people if they haven't been exercising to do, because, you know, there aren't a lot of injuries with swimming.
Right.
And it's a great sport.
Well, it is ranked up there, and actually I think number one with injuries, because you're buoyant in the water, you know, the buoyancy, you're totally protected, you're not jarring your bones. It's really, really an excellent sport for everybody of all ages.
I think some people who haven't been exercising and would like to start a program, you know, swimming to them might be a bit of a scary thing, because, you know, if you're feeling not so great about your body, and then you've got to get in a bathing suit.
Right.
You know, not everybody wants to do that.
Right.
I think the benefits of swimming are so quick. You know, just that I've been really only working out hard in the last 4 or 6 weeks. Already my arms are firmer. And I had my own hesitations, actually, about getting a bathing suit, because I have varicose veins now that I didn't used to have. And I was like, oh, these are so embarrassing. Everybody's going to look at them.
Right.
But, you know, I don't even think about my veins very much anymore. I just get in the pool and swim, and it's great.
That's right. It's like getting over that. You know, I do training, you know, but I look at my legs and I think, why don't they look like they did 20 years ago? I mean, I'm doing all this working out and still, but you know what? So what? You know, the benefits of it is how you feel.
Well, they're not supposed to look like they did 20 years ago.
Well, the training I'm doing, they should. No, you know what? That's just the competitive side of me, you know.
I know.
No, absolutely. It's about accepting yourself. You know, the real reason I train is because how I feel when I'm done with that session. My head's clear. I don't feel depressed, because I deal with some depression. If I don't work out, I would say I would, diagnose myself as, slightly to moderate depression certain times of the year, especially in the winter. So I have to keep up that exercise to clear my head, to feel happier, to be able to relate with people, to, talk with my kids, to, just to, do my work, go through the day. So absolutely, the reasons to do exercise, I believe, really does need to come from how do you feel after you do exercise? How do you feel? It's,
it's great for your mental outlook on life.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. And a side benefit is, you're in better shape, but, I think mentally we have to put that aside. That's just a side, that's like the icing on the cake. That just comes with it. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was also going to say that Masters Swimming is a national program, and not everybody has to race. There are many people on my swim team that they're just fitness swimmers.
Right.
So they get in the lane and they swim, and they're not thinking about how fast they can go.
Right.
Or any of that.
Right.
So it's a great program just for people who want to exercise. And also, I looked online recently, and there is an athletic program for every sport that anyone ever did probably when they were younger, except maybe, I don't know if there's an adult football team, but, there's certainly baseball and basketball. There's ping pong. There's archery. Every sport has an older age group kind of support group for it.
That's right.
Where you go out and meet people, which is so important, I think, when you're aging, to be part of a community and have friends. And
The socialization is wonderful. Like, I've chosen to do dance. I do my African and hip-hop this year, but it's socializing, too. I get together with the girls in the class, and we laugh, and, we're all older. We're midlife and up. And it's all different ages, and we have a ball. But, a big piece of that is not only the exercise we do and the music and the movement, but it's the laughing together, the socialization with each other. Very important.
It's so good.
So how does it feel to be doing this again after 30 years?
It feels great. It feels really good. I've had a couple of sore, my neck has been a little bit sore, but I've got it. Got it adjusted at the chiropractor, and I just feel strong, and mostly it's a very relaxing thing. It's a nice element to put into my busy life.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what other things besides sports do you think listeners might want to circle back around to use, like when they were younger? You mentioned some other sports, but there's also, maybe artists out there, or, there's all kinds of things we can do to bring back into our lives. Like, I talk with my clients about when they think, well, I don't know, what would I do?
Yeah.
There are things that have to be in people.
I mean, there's things to circle back around to, and there's new sides to yourself to discover that you didn't even know that you had. But in terms of other ideas for people to circle back around to, it could be, like you said, getting back into your artwork, singing, in a group, a choir, a chorus, playing an instrument that you used to play, writing. Some people used to write beautiful, creative, whatever, poetry.
Right.
Or, taking up a language that you used to love to speak, even acting in a play.
Right.
All the people that were in school plays or college plays way back when. And, you get older and start working and have families, and you forget about all of that.
Right.
But there are local acting groups for, I think, in every community who are putting on a play or two a year.
Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about doing that. Not that I've ever done any acting in plays, but I just think that would be a lot of fun.
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, circle back around or not, or something new. Another thing on my little list is learning to play guitar.
Yep.
And I will do it. I just have been doing other things right now, but I will get there. So there are things that you can have that you're going to do, and just keep that with you. Don't give it up. Don't let it go. Just keep that with you. But anyway... how do you keep healthy and happy?
Well, I always have said that if I have my three things with me, if I have my running shoes, a good book, and my knitting, I'm pretty happy wherever I go.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have witnessed that, yes.
Yeah.
On our vacations, on our round robin, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. And how easy is that?
How easy?
It's so simple.
Yeah. I know. And I think everybody out there who's listening, everybody probably has three things that they know if they have them with them. You know, you can do them anywhere, wherever you are.
Right. Right. Yeah, I happen to have my running shoes wherever I go, too, because that, again, that exercise is a key piece. And let's see, we have Jackie from Corning on the line, Louise, and she has a comment about getting old. Hi, Jackie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
I wanted to make a comment that you hadn't said anything about, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I think one of the blessings of getting old is that things slow down. You're not running here and there and everywhere, and you're not imprisoned by a schedule. If you want to sleep till 10 o'clock instead of getting up at 6, you can. And if you want to sit down and write poetry, you can. And if you want to go out and walk your dog, you can. And you can dress the way you want to, and who cares how you look, you know, you dress the way you want to. And but the other thing is you have time to know yourself.
Yes.
You have time to think, if you're thinking just about... Well, I was thinking the other day, and it's just the beginning. I'm a poet, as you know, and I was just thinking. It came and I wrote it down because I'll write down pieces of poetry and then put it together. And I said, wouldn't it be fun if it rained raisins and oatmeal cookies full of craisins? And you know, this is part of a poem that I'm going to write. And you have the time to know yourself and think about things like that. And when you're working or imprisoned by a schedule, which you are when you're working and young, you could think that, but you wouldn't have time to write it down because you'd be running someplace else and you'd lose it. And I think that you need to remember that when you're getting older, regardless of some of the things that we have that impede us from doing some of the things we'd like to do, we still have the joy of having things slow down.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's a real blessing to have things slow down.
You're so right, Jackie. I'm sitting here dreaming of your life. I want to experience it. What a wonderful point, don't you think, Louise?
Yes, actually, it's so in keeping with this book that I'm on the last four pages, called Slow Love, and it's all about living life more slowly and really noticing the beauty around you and taking time, like you said, just to really enjoy things and not be in a rush.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 And that's what I find, actually, when I'm most intuitive. I find that I'm most intuitive when I'm sitting in the quiet and things come to me more clearly than, as you say, Jackie, than if we're racing through life, you know, we're pushing all that out. So that my best thoughts are those thoughts that come when I'm sitting in the quiet and I have that time. Excellent. Excellent point.
Meditation, I've always said that we start at the top of the water because we're like a boat, a submarine, I call it. And when you really get into meditation and get really into it where you're being healed, you become a submarine.
Yeah.
And you just sink way down to the bottom. And everything is, as you said, it's peaceful and quiet, and you feel protected. And let's face it, that's the way we started out. We were in our mother's womb in water.
That's right.
So that's why it's that way.
That's right.
That's why we feel so safe.
Yeah, beautiful point. You know, in the womb, underwater, feeling safe, cocooned, you know, having that nice feeling around you. Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your call, Jackie. appreciate you calling in. That was a wonderful point you made. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye. And now we're going to go to commercial, and we will be back in just a couple minutes. This is Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ, the talk station, 820 AM.
More Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ, talk radio 820 AM. Next, AM 820 is WWLZ Horseheads Elmira, a backyard broadcasting station.
Do you wish you knew where to go for advice when you were down and out? Do you feel like you want more from your life, but you're just not sure how to get there? Hi, my name is Cynthia Brennan. I spent my career working to help people improve their lives through focusing on their spiritual health, encompassing the balance of mind, body, spiritual, and emotional wellness. I can and will assist you in achieving your greater spiritual health. If you are merely curious, you can log on to my blog at CynthiaBrennan.com. That's Cynthia, B-R-E-N-N-E-N.com, to see my daily inspirational advice for everyday healthy living. I also have all my entries archived so that you can look at past entries. If you seek advice on a specific topic, you can search by category as well. These inspirational words of wisdom are designed to give you food for thought, but if you seek more in-depth counseling, I am also available for private sessions by appointment only. Please call my office at 607-732-1222. Again, that number is 607-732-1222.
Julie Weintraub.
And I'm Steve Weintraub.
In today's economy, if you need cash now, we can help. Gold is at all-time highs, and Golden Diamond Source pays top dollar for your gold, diamonds, used Rolexes, or unwanted jewelry.
For 30 years, Golden Diamond Source has been a trusted jeweler, and now we're giving the same gold buying rates to everyone.
Don't mail in your gold to a company that only pays pennies on the dollar and has no knowledge of precious metals, coins, or fine gems. Send it to a real jeweler with experts that pay you top dollar.
Call toll-free now to receive your free, trackable gold buying kit in the mail. And with our secure handling, your check could be in the mail within 24 hours.
This is Cynthia Brennan. Visit goldanddiamondsource.com or call 1-800-494-4940. Again, that number is 1-800-494-4940. In today's world, we're all faced with stress and strain in our everyday lives. Sometimes the stress can be the result of family issues, phobias, depression, and anxiety, which can affect the lives of everyone involved, including children. This stress can be harmful if it goes unchecked. Luckily, there are many natural, non-pharmaceutical ways to cope with these everyday issues. My name is Cynthia Brennan. I'm a licensed master social worker who specializes in counseling those who want to learn coping and communication skills for healthy everyday living. I offer caring, confidential help in a calm, soothing, homey environment where your needs are respected and you will be guided to optimum mental and emotional health. If you or someone you know could benefit from talking with me, please feel free to call me for a private confidential session. My office is located at 3061 Lake Road, Suite A, Horseheads, New York. My number is 607-732-1222. That's 607-732-1222. Please call me, Cynthia Brennan. I can help.
You're listening to Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ, Talk Radio, 820 AM.
And we're back. This is Cynthia Brennan with Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ, the talk station, 820 AM. And I'm here with Louise Katie Fernandez, who is the creator of a blog called Lines of Beauty, Aging Gracefully, One Wrinkle at a Time. Hi, Louise. You there?
Yeah. Hi, Cindy.
And we're back. Great call from Jackie, don't you think, about just sitting and being in the quiet and enjoying not being on schedule all the time.
I know. I can't wait.
I know. It sounded great to me. It took me back to this morning when I just didn't want to get out of bed, you know, and just, you know, yeah, yeah. So one of the benefits of growing older and not having to be on a schedule. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your no diet philosophy. Something we've talked about before, and I happen to agree with it.
Well, my no diet philosophy actually stems from the fact that I used to be an emotional eater, and I ate emotionally, you know, probably from puberty all the way up through college, until I did this program in the Boston area called Feeding Ourselves, and So the no diet philosophy is actually their philosophy, and it's the best program I've ever done because it really gets you to focus on when you're really hungry and when you're full.
Right.
And I think so many people kind of get divorced from their bodies, and they're not even listening to their hunger signal.
Right.
Because the hunger signal is really no different than your thirsty signal, I'm tired, I have to pee signal,
right.
Your sad signal. And if people can really pay attention to when they're hungry and eat when they're hungry and stop when they're full, you're kind of just eating like more like an animal.
Right.
And so that's my philosophy, to really focus on and be very aware of your hunger and full signals. And yep. And to stop eating your emotions.
What's
you know, when you're when people start eating and they're not hungry, that's when you really need to stop and say, okay, I'm not really hungry right now. You know, what is it that I'm wanting to, why am I wanting to eat right now when I'm not hungry?
Right. It's like that saying is, you eat to live, not live to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you eat to live, you eat to survive.
Yeah.
You pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Now, we only have a couple minutes left, but I do want to just put out there as well your other business that you have. Mm-hmm. You used to be a sweater designer for Susan Bristol, and they closed their doors in 2007. And then you went into your own design, so to speak, right, of the whole thing.
Yeah, I did. Before I tell about the whole thing, I also do some freelance design for other clothing companies.
Right.
One of them is North Style Catalog, where I knit up ideas for them on my knitting machine, or sometimes it's hand knitting, and kind of make like a little prototype of an idea. So I do that on the side. But I also, in 2006, started a line called The Whole Thing, and it is a sweater line, and started out as a sweater line, and then it went into accessories and housewares. And everything in it is made from recycled sweaters, wool sweaters that have been washed 3 or 4 times. And I don't know if listeners know about felting, but I felt them down in warm water, and then I can cut them up and reuse them again. So I'm never buying new product. I'm just recycling old product. So it's a very green business.
Right. And it's thehwholething.com, right?
It's actually wholething.com.
Oh, just whole thing, H-O-L-E, correct?
Yeah, H-O-L-E, wholething.com.
Okay. All right, Lou. Well, we need to wrap up, but I thank you so much for, tuning in with
wonderful.
Me today. This was a lot of fun. This was great.
I love your show.
And stay on the line. I'm just going to wrap up here, and I'm going to let the listeners know about the show next week. But again, thank you so much. I'm sure you helped so many out there, and hopefully change some of the tapes and some of the heads out there of what we think of aging and embracing ourselves and loving ourselves as we do age. Now, next week, my guest will be me. I'll be talking on many topics pertaining to overall wellness, including depression, anxiety, phobias, and addiction. So I welcome all calls on any questions you may have. It's your hour with a therapist who's here to listen and help you heal. So get ready with your questions and call me next Saturday at noon. Looking forward to hearing from you. Have a beautiful day. This is Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ, the talk station, 820 AM.
You're listening to WWLZ AM, Horseheads, Elmira, Talk Radio, 820 AM.